Tonight, we get the season rolling for Nebraska high school basketball as the Kennesaw Blue Devils get set to travel to Blue Hill and take on the Bobcats.
Trevor back to the elbow. Carson Woodman back in there to Burr. Burr, good crossover. Open layup and a great move by Burr. He's come alive with 8 in the second half.
Both teams looking to get off on the right foot and start their season 1-0. Let's send it down to the Husker Power Sports broadcast booth. Here's the broadcast team, Brandon Peoples and Tyson Hevronic.
And a very pleasant good evening, high school sports fans. The Breeze 94.5 is live tonight with our high school game of the week. Tyson Hevronic alongside Brandon Peoples as we get set to kick off, or tip off, I should say, the 2014-2015 high school basketball season. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. The New Tech Seed pregame show is proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech Seed is your yield leaders. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. Well, it's an area matchup here on the Breeze 94.5 as the Kennesaw Blue Devils get set to take on the Blue Hill Bobcats in both the girls and boys basketball. Of course, the girls last year, the Blue Hill Bobcat girls made a very impressive run in Class C2, going 20-2. Well, over in Class D2, the Kennesaw Lady Devils, they went 6-15. The men's game, the boys game should be a physical one, as both teams went Blue Hill went 13-11, Kennesaw went 12-13. But talking with some of the coaches and just some of the fans in the area, when these two schools get together, Brandon, it's always a very tough, always a physical matchup. And add into that, this is the opener here, so you're not quite sure what you're going to get until you get two teams to meet on the field, on the court.
Absolutely. Optimism abounds here for both these teams here. Fresh start. Everybody is 0-0, and the first night of basketball season here. So plenty of opportunity here for both of these teams to maybe get off to a hot start here tonight.
Well, I'll tell you what, Brandon, if anything, if this game that we're going to have here in about 8 minutes is anything like the JV game that we had prior to the start, the JV game going into overtime, and, just, again, these two schools getting together is always an exciting, fun matchup.
Yeah, absolutely. And the Blue Hill ladies, they survived, I think it was 38-32 in the JV game there in overtime, outscoring Kennesaw 6-0 there. So, it's always fun when you get to play your rival schools. I remember it well when I was in high school, and all the players, all the fans get up for these types of games.
Now you're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on the Breeze 94.5. We're going to take a minute timeout, and when we come back, the starting lineups for your Kennesaw and Blue Hill girls contest. It's coming right up on the Breeze 94.5.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill has been in business for over 10 years, helping your children grow and learn. At New Beginnings, your 4- and 5-year-olds will enjoy a warm and nurturing atmosphere filled with social and academic activities. Licensed and certified teacher and owner Sharon Kruger invites you in for a look around. They're located at 533 West Gage, or call 756-3624 for more information. Best of luck to the Bobcats from New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to Blue Hill High School as we get set to tip off the 2014-2015 season with a girls-boys doubleheader tonight on the Breeze 94.5. It's the Blue Hill Bobcats and the Kennesaw Blue Devils. We'll get to your starting lineups here. First, for the home Blue Hill Lady Bobcats, starting at guard will be number one, Kenzie Hubble. She is a 5'4" sophomore. Then we have Eureka Hernandez-Peel. Number two is a sophomore at standing in at 5'6". A 5'4" senior, Lene Comature, gets the start for Tim Streff and his Lady Bobcats. Mackenzie Willicott will also see some playing time. She's a 5'9" senior. Mackenzie Willicott getting the start for the Bobcats. And then we have Andrea Lipker is a 5'11" senior. also starting for Tim Streff. The Bobcats are coached by Tim Streff, John Coffey, and Relini Jamison. For the Kennesaw Blue Devils, we have Brenna Schneider. She is a 5'5" senior. She will get the start for Kennesaw. Jordan Dassinger is a 5'8" senior. Riel Schneider is a 5'6" junior. Then we have Stacy Weavers, a 5'10" junior. And then at 5'5" sophomore, Alexis Fulton will get the start for the Kennesaw Blue Devils. Their head coach is Jace Morgan, assisted by Chuck Rowe, as we get ready for the action here tonight. We have about 5 minutes here before the first tip. And welcoming you once again, Brandon Peoples joining me alongside. And when you talk about this Kennesaw roster here, 6-15 a year ago, but now we're seeing some depth. Now we're seeing some seniors and some juniors, and sometimes that's all you need is to get some of that experience in.
Absolutely. Anytime you get experience and you get a good core of middle classmen there, we got a lot of juniors and sophomores. I think just two seniors on the roster here. That gives you a good nucleus. You can gel because you get that experience playing together. A lot of these girls have probably played together for a while, not only here at the varsity level, but JV and possibly back into even middle school.
Well, we saw the Blue Hill Lady Bobcats just a year ago. Again, they went 20-2 just one season ago, and this is the exact same time that they tipped off the season last year. They opened the season against each other, these two rival schools doing. Last year, the Lady Bobcats got the better of Kennesaw by the score of 67-15. And what we saw towards the later part of the season with Blue Hill, once they get rolling, once they get clicking, they really are a tough team to stomp. And they have plenty of senior leadership back with them as well.
Boy, no question about it. There are a couple of seniors leading the way. Actually, three seniors in the starting lineup. That's always a good start to your season when you have that kind of leadership. And, you know, you said they went 20-2 last year. Probably going to be one of the teams to beat once again.
It's the Blue Hill Bobcats and the Kennesaw Blue Devils tonight here on the Breeze 94.5. Again, a girls-boys doubleheader. And it's part of a big quadruple header, if you will, on our Platte River Radio network of stations. Over on 1230 KHAS, just getting underway, the Hastings High Tigers are in action against the Seward Blue Jays. And it's I was talking a little bit with Lance Creech, the head coach of the Hastings High Tigers. There's a lot of optimism, both on the girls and the boys, for the Hastings High Tigers. A lot of experience returning for Hastings High. So, again, they are probably underway here on the on 1230 KHAS. We got off to a little bit later start. Again, we had the overtime in the JV game, so we're just getting set for tip-off here from Blue Hill. Other broadcast plans that we have for you, Parkview Christian is at Kearney Catholic. They are going to tip off here at about 10 minutes from now. I believe that's just a boys game there. Parkview Christian at Kearney Catholic. And then we have the doubleheader with Axtell and Pleasanton over on Classic Hits 98.9. That game is underway as well. So quadruple header here of basketball tonight on tip-off week here for the high school sports season. We're going to take another two-minute timeout, and when we come back, we will get set for tip-off here. It's Blue Hill and Kennesaw, and it's on the Breeze, 1.5.
The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including internet banking and bill pay. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, Bobcats, from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet, computer services, security systems, telephone systems, and more. Glenwood is set apart from other providers with their 97% exceptional customer satisfaction service. Friend Glenwood on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery in Kearney, Nebraska is excited to welcome Dr. Nolan May to its team. As a Nebraska native with training in orthopedic surgery and sports medicine, Dr. May is excited to bring his knowledge and skills to Husker Loper Nation. Call 308-865-2570 today to learn more about Dr. May and New West Sports Medicine or to schedule an appointment. No referral is necessary and all major insurances are accepted. Call 308-865-2570.
Hi, I'm Ron Carmazine, owner and pharmacist at Ron's Pharmacy in Blue Hill. We've been your full-service neighborhood pharmacy for over 37 years. We are committed to working with you and your healthcare providers to give you the best personalized care. You can pick up a gift or a greeting card for your loved ones from our wide selection. Ron's Pharmacy offers local deliveries for the convenience of our patients. Locally owned, locally operated, locally loved, Ron's Pharmacy.
Thramer's Food Center is located in downtown Blue Hill. At Thramer's, they take pride in their fresh meat produce and their fast, friendly hometown service. Stop in for their daily lunch specials, some home fried chicken, or any of their delicious deli items. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5:30. Good luck, Bobcats, from Tim and Deb and the crew at Thramer's Food Center in Blue Hill.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. It's Blue Hill and Kennesaw tonight here on the Breeze 94.5 and the Seed to Success. Tonight's Seed to Success is brought to you by your Pioneer Seed Representative, Craig Weegis. Pioneer knows more about field conditions with your top-yielding Pioneer brand soybeans. With Craig Weegis, your Pioneer Seed dealer, science with service, delivering success. Tyson Ivronic, Brandon Peoples back from Blue Hill Gymnasium as we tip off the 2014-2015 winter sports season. And, you know, as the seasons progress here for high school sports, there's one thing I think the opening day, opening night, always seems to just bring up the level of intensity a little bit, not only with the media, but with the fans, with the players. Opening night is something truly special to be a part of.
Oh, absolutely. This is a lot of fun. And, you know, it's been a couple weeks since the girls' volleyball season's been over, since about early to mid-November. And a lot of these girls probably played volleyball this fall. And, yeah, this is going to be fun. I love basketball season. I think it's my favorite time of the year.
Well, we got the Breeze 94.5 game of the week back for the 2014-2015 season. So we're going to be excited to bring you some area basketball, some of your favorite teams. And just, certainly we try to get the good games of the local area teams and get them on the air. So it's going to be a great atmosphere tonight from Blue Hill High School. Again, they're just doing the starting lineups. We are going to get set for a basketball here in just a few moments and tipping off the 2014 season. Kennesaw, Blue Hill, again, a year ago in C2, Blue Hill was 20-2. Now they make the drop down to D1, Kennesaw playing in D2.
A lot of blue here tonight. You got the Blue Devils and Blue Hill.
If you wore blue, you're safe. You're, yes. We're neutral. We should have thought to wear blue in support of both schools here. But, yeah, certainly and the parking lot. As we were coming into this this basketball contest, there was not a empty spot. We had to park all the way out by the football field and almost, I think, onto the 40-yard line. So
it's a great thing about small towns. They really come out and they support their basketball teams. It's a lot of fun. Great atmosphere.
We're just getting set for a tip-off here from Blue Hill Gymnasium. Mackenzie Willicott will be at center. She will be alongside Alexis Fulton. Alexis Fulton for the Kennesaw Blue Devils. And we are underway. Tip-off goes to Rico Hernandez-Peel. Rico Hernandez-Peel then dishes it off. It's rebounded. Rebounded, I believe that was by Alyssa Willicott for her first 2 points. Or Mackenzie Willicott, excuse me. Alyssa was her sister from a few years ago. Here's Kennesaw now on the other side. We've got Brianna Schneider taking it down. Now it goes back to the top of the key. Kenzie Joski has the ball now. She goes underneath. Shot's missed and it's pushed out by Blue Hill. Blue Hill running a very quick pace so far. The pass goes down to Kenzie Hubble. It's off and another board. Another quick back by Mackenzie Willicott. It's up and in, and Blue Hill is out to a 4-0 lead.
Well, Willicott came to play here tonight. She's already got 2 quick field goals.
Brielle Schneider takes it to the top of the key now for Kennesaw. Kennesaw goes back up to that 42. That's Kelsey Yockey. Yockey goes down inside, and we've got a foul called. And I believe that's going to go on Mackenzie Willicott.
All right, now she's getting it done at both ends of the floor here, playing, posting up very nicely there against Brielle Schneider, who I believe is at the line.
Jordan Dassinger now shooting 2 shots here for the Kennesaw Blue Devils. First one goes off the rim. Foul was on Mackenzie Willicott down low. Second shot is up, and it is off the iron, rebounded by Willicott. Willicott now out to Hubble. Hubble takes it down, cross-court passed. That's down low again, inside, and the basket is up and in. by Adrian Lipker. Adrian Lipker in for 2 points. It's 6-0 Blue Hill early on in the contest, 6:50 to play. Brielle Schneider passes it over. Cross-court pass is intercepted. That's intercepted by Eurico Hernandez-Peel. Eurico now out to Hubble. Hubble back out to the Eurico. Going inside now, looking for Willicott. Willicott down inside. Shot blocked. Second shot put back up, and it falls. 8-0 Blue Hill, and a timeout is called by Kennesaw. It's a 30-second timeout. We're back after this. It's 8-0 Blue Hill, 6:30 to play in the first quarter.
He's at the 30, 20, 10, touchdown, touchdown. The home team wins.
When you're looking for someone to throw you a winning touchdown, contact your hometown team, the Kroll Agency for Protection, written through IMT or Wadena Insurance. They'll help you customize an insurance plan for you. Call the Kroll Agency in Minden, Kennesaw, Hastings, and Roseland. The IMT Group and you, a team that can't be beat.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth. It is 8-0 Blue Hill off to a very quick start. And Brandon, as we were talking about, playing very quick here to start off the game.
Absolutely. And that kind of throws Kennesaw off their rhythm here. They haven't really been able to set up in their half court.
Pass now in Kennesaw ball. It's going to go into Brielle Schneider. She takes it up from the point. Brielle Schneider down low inside. That is outside taking the shot for Blue Hill. That's going to be Fulton. Ball rebounded. And it's going to go out of bounds. Lost control of it. The shot by Fulton was off the iron. It was rebounded by Lipker. Blue Hill took the ball down court, and the ball got loose, but it was last touched by Kennesaw, so it'll be Blue Hill ball here. Inbounding the ball for the Bobcats. That's going to be Kenzie Hubble. Kenzie Hubble goes down low inside to Willicott. That play's been there. Willicott's shot is off the iron, but it's rebounded by Hubble. Hubble gets it out to Eurico. Eurico out to Komacher, and Lay Komacher hits the three ball. It's 11-0 here in the first 2 minutes of the contest.
What a start here for this Blue Hill offense.
They look to be picking up right where they left off last season. Blue Hill up 11-0. Here's Kennesaw now inside. That's Jordan Dassinger now. Dassinger goes inside. They try for a backdoor screen, but it's picked away there. Picked away by Adrian Lipker. Lipker now gets the ball out to Eurico Hernandez-Peel. Eurico now looking to post up a shot. Kenzie Hubble now with the ball. She goes down to Lene Komacher. Then they get it out to Willicott. Willicott back out to Peel. Peel then dishes it off to Hubble. Hubble misses the shot. It's rebounded there. Rebounded by Willicott. Willicott tips it out to Lipker. Lipker goes up. And that's off the iron. So a couple of tries. Nothing falling for Blue Hill. Now Kennesaw pushing up the pace. That is Brielle Schneider. And it looks like we got a foul on the floor. That's going to go on Lene Komacher for the push. And it'll be Kennesaw ball down low underneath the basket. Stacey Weavers now inbounding the ball. Stacey Weavers goes out. Two heavy lets Brielle Schneider, and that ball goes up. And it's one of those rare occasions. Stuck on the top of the backboard.
How about that? Anybody got a broom?
A new ball, how about? There we go. Referees gets the basketball. Almost went in the hoop.
Yeah, almost got the
nice trick shot there. Bet you can't do that in horse. All right, well, nonetheless, it'll be Blue Hill ball after the out-of-bounds call here. And inbounding the ball to Willicott is Adrian Lipker. And so we've got another foul.
Well, nice job by Kennesaw. They went to the press that time, trying to maybe catch Blue Hill off their game a little bit, and it kind of forced almost a turnover.
And, yeah, Brianna Schneider just getting too much of the arm there as she tried to go in for the ball. That'd be a reach call on Schneider. Here is, meanwhile, a pass out to Eurico Hernandez-Peel. The shot goes off the iron, and looks like we've got a rebounding foul. During the rebound, we'll see who it's on here. That'll be on Kelsey Yockey.
That's her second. She had one in there just a few minutes ago here. We might have missed.
Kelsey Jaskey with the foul there. Sends Blue Hill to the line. It's Lene Komacher, and her first shot is up, and it's in.
I'll tell you what, Blue Hill is really dominating the boards right now. 8-1 over Kennesaw here early on.
Well, and then they shoot so well, too. That's another thing, is they're taking advantages of those rebounds. Here's Lene Komacher with her second attempted free throw. It is up and straight through the hoop. 13-0 Blue Hill. 5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Taking up the court now for Kennesaw is Brielle Schneider. Brielle Schneider goes in to Stacey Weavers. Stacey Weavers back to Brielle Schneider, and Schneider may have touched the line there. but was she forced out there by Rico Hernandez-Peel? And that's what the ref says. If she was pushed out as she was trying to drive the baseline. So inbounding the ball now for the Kennesaw Blue Devils will be Brielle Schneider. Brielle Schneider goes up to the top of the key to Stacey Weavers. Stacey Weavers then gives it to Brielle Schneider. That goes off the top of the backboard, but it goes into the hands of Stacey Weavers. Stacey Weavers puts it back, and it's rebounded by Brianna Schneider, and Brianna Schneider puts it up and in. Kennesaw's got their first points of the game. They're coming back the other way for Blue Hill, but traveling is Lindsay Hafer. Lindsay Hafer called for the travel there. Tried to do one of those fast break plays.
Yeah, and that's just Blue Hill's first turnover here with 4:34 left in the first quarter.
4:33 to go here in this first quarter. It's Kennesaw Blue Hill tonight on the Breeze 94.5. Taking it up for Kennesaw is Brielle Schneider. Brielle Schneider's got the ball at the top of the key. She goes back inside to Stacey Weavers. Stacey Weavers goes back towards Jordan Dassinger. She's fouled on the play, and the shot just goes off. She's fouled on the play there by Eurico Hernandez-Peel.
That is her second personal foul. Team foul number 4 on Blue Hill.
And tell you what, here early on, if you're Kennesaw, you really got to take advantage of these free throw opportunities. Any points that you can get to get some momentum and get back into this ball game, and that's going to be a free throw up and in for Jordan Dassinger.
Well, yeah, you said it. Anytime you can get points, free points against this Blue Hill team, do it.
Jordan Dassinger's second free throw attempt is up and down. It is 13-4. As Kennesaw cuts this to a 9-point lead. Very fast-paced offense for Blue Hill. It goes right into the hands of, it's going to be Lene Komacher puts it in the bucket in quick passing, quick movement. Blue Hill's on the board, and that took about 3 seconds, I think. Excellent execution of the offense here for the Bobcats. Now on the other side of the court, Stacey Weavers has the ball for the Kennesaw Blue Devils, but it is picked out by Kenzie Hubble. Kenzie Hubble with the pick and the steal, fast break points. For Blue Hill, it is 17-4 with 3:52.
That's Hubble's first bucket of the game.
Kennesaw now back down the other court. 17-4 is your score, 3:44 to play. You've got a shot up by Stacey Weavers. It goes off the iron. It's rebounded by Kenzie Hubble, and I believe it's going to be an over-the-back call on Stacey Weavers. Stacey Weavers trying to get aggressive, trying to follow her shot, get the own rebound, but just... it's too aggressive and goes into the back of Kenzie Hubble. It'll be Blue Hill basketball, 17-4, 3:39 to play here in this first quarter.
Well, no question, these officials calling it very tight here on the fouls. Both teams with 4 apiece.
And the pass goes in and out of the hands of Mackenzie Willicott, but I believe that was tipped there by Deanna Burr. That's what they're calling. So now we go back. Kenzie Hubble trying to get it inside, but it's tipped away and stolen away by Jordan Dassinger. Jordan Dassinger then gets it out to Kendra Nunn. And looks like Kendra Nunn was fouled on the play. And that's going to go on, is that going to go on Bailey Porter, I believe?
I think it's on Komacher, Lene Komacher with the foul.
Okay. And you mentioned it, a lot of fouls here very early on in this basketball game.
Komacher and Hernandez-Peel both with 2 fouls apiece, and that's 2 of their starters for Blue Hill. So now Komacher's going to come out, and looks like she'll be replaced by Haley Komacher.
Ball inbounded now to Brianna Schneider. Brianna Schneider tries to get it inside, but the pass is tipped away. Quick hands there by Kenzie Hubble. Good defense here from the 5'4" sophomore Kenzie Hubble. Very active hands down low, trying to create some turnovers for Blue Hill.
Yeah, absolutely. And Dariana Burr getting whistled for the foul there on the turnover. So that's her first personal.
Hubble now with the ball at the top of the key. Hubble goes down into Willicott. Willicott goes back over to Haley Komacher. Haley Komacher puts up a shot, and that's off the iron. Rebounded by Jordan Dassinger of Kennesaw. Dassinger gets it up to Brielle Schneider. Brielle Schneider now gets it to the top of the key. Back to Brielle. Brielle moves inside. And looks like they're going to have a foul before the shot. It's going to be on Haley Komacher. That's, I believe, her first foul. Got her in for another push again. Tight contested plays.
Yeah, we're going to be in the bonus here before you know it. 3 minutes left to go in the first quarter.
Kennesaw now with the ball down low. The pass gets tipped and knocked away. And recovering it now after a scrum is going to be Deanna Burr. Deanna Burr puts up a shot. It's off the iron. But chasing the shot, nice rebound and up and in. That's Jordan Dassinger. 4 points on the night for Dassinger. And it's 17-6. Blue Hill now back up the court. Quick, fast-paced offense. Gets it inside down low. It's tipped away by Dassinger. Nice job by Dassinger to make the shot, and then get down the court and break up that pass. And you see Blue Hill has an unbelievable job of breaking and getting an outlet pass and having at least two or three moving down the court. Ball's inbounded now. Shot's going to be short. That was a three-point attempt by Haley Komacher. It misses iron, and it's going to be out of bounds in Kennesaw basketball.
All of a sudden, Blue Hill starting to slow down here a little bit, and Kennesaw taking a little bit of advantage here. They have been setting up a little bit better into their offense.
We'll see what they can do on this time down the court. There's a pass inside. That's going to be picked away. That's picked away by Lindsey Hafer. And we had down the sideline here. We're kind of at a little bit of a disadvantage with the scorer's table here, so that far sideline. But it looks like it's going to be Kennesaw basketball. 2:25 to play. 17-6 is your score. Kennesaw passes the ball to the inside. And whistling for travels, Brielle Schneider, she tried to drive down the baseline and go up for the layup. Referee calls the travel. 2:22 to play. 17-6 is our score. It'll be Blue Hill basketball. Kenzie Hubble taking it up for the Lady Bobcats now. She's at the top of the key. She goes inside to Willicott. Willicott now back out to the three-point line. She tries to go for the inside pass. Going up is Cindy Strasburg, and her shot's off the iron. Willicott's shot goes off the iron, and a nice rebound there by Stacey Weavers. Stacey Weavers now with the basketball for the Blue Devils, setting up the offense here. She goes inside to Brielle Schneider. Schneider goes out on a cross-court pass. That shot's off the rim, rebounded, and put back in by Kendra Nunn. Kendra Nunn makes the rebound, and now Kennesaw starting to get some of those boards back that they were missing about 3 minutes into this ballgame. But Blue Hill back on the court, very fast attack here for the Lady Bobcats. Kenzie Hubble over to Haley Komacher. Haley Komacher with an open shot, but it's off the iron. Again, as we're mentioning, Kennesaw, Brandon, is starting to get back into this boards battle a little bit, and that's transitioning into points for the Lady Devils.
Yeah, that's right. I believe Kennesaw's on a 4-0 run right here, and they look like the better team right now as we speak. Blue Hill does have two of their starters on the bench, and a foul called on Adrian Lipker. That's her first.
And that sends Kennesaw already to the line here, still with a 1:29 to go in the first quarter, and shooting the shots for the Kennesaw Devils will be Kendra Nunn. Kendra Nunn's first shot is up and in. I believe that's her first free throw attempt of the night.
That's correct.
Kendra Nunn cuts into the lead. It's now 17-9. The Blue Hill Bobcats lead it over the Kennesaw Blue Devils here. 1:29 to play in the first. Nunn's second shot is going to go off the iron. Scrum for it. Gets to the outside. Nice rebound by Adrian Lipker. Lipker gets it over to Willicott.
That coach over here wanted a travel error on Lipker. Didn't get it.
Willicott now goes inside to Hubble. Hubble goes back outside to Haley Komacher. Haley Komacher goes back to the top of the key for Willicott. Willicott over to Hubble. Willicott now holding the ball, setting up a screen. Moves it inside, back out to Hubble. Hubble goes over to Haley Komacher. Haley Komacher back to Hubble. Hubble back to Komacher. And now at the top of the key is Hubble. Hubble then goes outside to Willicott. Willicott's got a three ball, and it goes off the iron, but it's rebounded by Haley Komacher. Good possession here from the Bobcats. As in drives Kenzie Hubble, she goes up, and it goes off the iron, and that's going to be rebounded by Brianna Schneider.
Well, it's not like Blue Hill's not getting good looks. It's just not falling.
You get good open shots, and just need to take the lid off that basket.
Yeah.
Now here at the top of the key for the Kennesaw Blue Devils, number 34, Stacey Weavers. Stacey Weavers goes inside to Brielle Schneider. Brielle Schneider then backs it up outside for a three ball. That goes off the iron, but it's rebounded and put back in by Kendra Nunn. So again, Kennesaw getting the job done on the boards here late in this first quarter. It's now a six-point game. 17-11 is our score. Kennesaw is probably playing for the last shot here. It goes back out to Kenzie Hubble. Kenzie Hubble at the top of the key. She goes out to Mackenzie Willicott. That shot goes off. There's 4 seconds left. Got to hurry it up, and that's going to be Riel Schneider, and that goes off the top of the ceiling and back down to the floor. So at the end of the first quarter, our score, Blue Hill 17, Kennesaw 11, in what has been an exciting first quarter of play as we tip off the 2014 season. We're back in a minute here on The Breeze 94.5.
Berg Insurance in Kennesaw has your crops, farm, home, and autos covered. See Berg Insurance Company in Kennesaw. They've been protecting this area for over 50 years in a relaxing and friendly environment. Berg Insurance is a very proud supporter of all the area high school sports and would like to wish the athletes the very best of luck. Berg Insurance in Kennesaw. Relax, we've got you covered.
Golden Harvest brand offers some of the highest yielding corn hybrids of any seed company in this area. And they're protected by some of the most advanced trait technology in the industry. Take G11U58, for example, which has superb drought tolerance and AirFlex, available in AgriSure Viptera or Easy Refuge. Or 28U7 soybeans, which have outstanding yield performance across many environments. Talk to Brent Woodman in Kennesaw today. Brent and Sarah wish all of our athletes good luck. Always read and follow label instructions before buying or using Syngenta products.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth. 17-11 is our score. Blue Hill on top of Kennesaw. But Brandon, as you mentioned at the break, Kennesaw ending with an impressive 7-0 run there to end the first quarter.
Yeah, it certainly was. They, as you mentioned a little bit ago, they really started to crash down on those boards. They got 10 rebounds in that first quarter, 12 for Blue Hill. At one point, it was like an 8-1 advantage for Blue Hill on the boards, and nice job by Kennesaw to end the quarter.
Well, here comes Kennesaw now, trying to start off the second quarter like they ended the first, as Schneider inbounds the ball. Schneider then goes over to Stacey Weaver. Stacey Weaver's now to the side of the arc there. She goes inside, but the ball is stripped away there, and it's going to be stripped away, and a nice defensive play by Eureka Hernandez-Peel. And now there's a scrum for it. Looks like we're going to get a jump ball called. It's a little bit sloppy as Lene Kolmacher had the basketball for Blue Hill. She was looking to try to make a 2-on-1 pass to Hernandez-Peel, but the ball just went off the foot and resulted in a jump ball. It'll be Blue Hill basketball. She goes up top, and a nice inbound play. Wow. Nice inbound play from Kenzie Hubble to Adrian Lipker, back to Kenzie Hubble for the score, 19-11. Blue Hill with 7 minutes and 25 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Kennesaw now with a three-point shot. It goes up and out, and it's rebounded by Eureka Hernandez-Peel. Cross-court pass now. Length of the court to Lene Kolmacher, and now they slow it down a little bit. Going back out to Kenzie Hubble. Hubble back out to Kolmacher. Hernandez-Peel with a wide-open look for three, but it won't go. And looks like we're going to get a over-the-back call on Adrian Lipker as she went over the back of Brielle Schneider to get that basketball.
And it's going to be free throws at the other end again, as that's the eighth team foul on Blue Hill. So we'll have a 1-on-1 bonus coming up here for Kendra Nunn, who is already 1-for-2 at the free throw line tonight.
Kendra Nunn gets set to take her third free throw attempt here. It goes up and in. She'll get another one. It's 19-12. And you think if you're Kennesaw, Brandon, that's got to play a factor. If you know you're getting freebies at the other end, you want to get down low and try to force maybe a little bit more physical game, get Blue Hill into more foul trouble than they already are.
Absolutely.
The shot by Nunn is off the iron. Her second free throw is no good, so she's still shooting 50% at 2-for-4, and looks like we got another foul. A lane violation, maybe?
Yeah, I think it was a lane violation.
Okay. Kendra Nunn now getting set for a do-over. It's off the iron. And no good, but rebounded there. And looks like we got a jump ball on the side of the court. Jump ball to be Blue Hill basketball. Nope, Kennesaw basketball.
Good fight, though. I think that was that Nunn?
Nunn getting in there, getting your own rebound. And now we're back out and back to play here. That's Brielle Schneider trying to get inside. Nice job forcing her way inside and getting the basket for Kennesaw Blue Devils. It's 19-14. Kennesaw now trying to slow it down a little bit. Full court pass, and Eureka Hernandez-Peel is going to be called for a travel. So Kennesaw, I think, maybe forcing Blue Hill out of their rhythm just a bit here early on in this game.
Boy, no question about it. It's become a completely different ballgame. At one point, remember, Blue Hill got off to a 13-0 start.
Yeah, I think foul trouble might have something to do with that. There's a cross-court pass down low inside. That's going to be none. That goes out and now rebounded. And taking control of basketball is going to be Lene Kolmacher for the Blue Hill Bobcats. 6:24 to play. Hubble with the basketball at the top of the point. Pass no to Lene Kolmacher. Lene looking for Hernandez-Peel. Hernandez-Peel goes inside to Willicott. Willicott now back out to Lene Kolmacher. Lene Kolmacher up and in for three. Her second three-pointer of the ballgame with 6 minutes to go here in the second quarter. It's 22-14. Blue Hill, and Linnea has shown that she can hit those shots from the distance.
She becomes the first player in double figures here tonight. She's got 10.
And a pass goes in and out of the hands of Stacey Weaver. Stacey Weaver just didn't appear to be ready for that pass.
Nope. And that's another turnover here for Kennesaw. That is, turnovers have been a little bit of a factor. That's their 9.
Now the Blue Hill Bobcats on the other end of the court. Kenzie Hubble has it at the top of the key. Hubble goes over to Eureka Hernandez, peeled out to the wing. Back out to Hubble now for 3. It's an open look. That shot won't fall, but Willicott's there for the rebound. Willicott's shot won't go, and it's going to be Kennesaw basketball. Looks like they're letting it open up maybe a little bit more down low, the referees are.
Maybe not a bad idea, because you don't want everyone to foul out.
Rael Schneider taking the ball at the top of the key for the Kennesaw Blue Devils. She goes over to Weavers. Weavers' pass is intercepted by Willicott. Nice defensive play by Mackenzie Willicott. She gets the ball into the hands of Linnea Komacher. Linnea Komacher now back over to Hernandez-Peel. Hernandez-Peel shots off the backboard and rebounded by Kennesaw. Now taking the ball back up the other way for the Blue Devils is going to be Brielle Schneider. Schneider's going to get it in to Jordan Dassinger. Ball down now at the wing. Moving back over to the other on a cross-court pass. Making a three-pointer is Kelsey Jaski for 3. It's 22-17.
First three-pointer of the night for the Kennesaw Lady Blue Devils.
4:33 to play. With the ball now is going to be Linnea Komacher. Linnea Komacher goes cross-court to Hernandez-Peel. Hernandez-Peel's pass is intercepted by Brielle Schneider. Schneider's going to try to drive it all the way in. Her shot's off the iron, rebounded by Blue Hill. Now taking it back up is Hubble. Hubble's got 2 wide open Bobcats, and up and in for Adrian Lipker. Easy 2-point bucket as Lipker and Willicott stayed back and got the outlet pass after the missed layup by Brielle Schneider.
That's what Blue Hill needs more of. They need to get more of those fast break points.
3-point attempt is on the way, just taking it right to the 3-point stripe and throwing it up there is Jordan Dassinger, and those 3 points go down. It's 24-20, a 4-point ball game here at Blue Hill Gym. Now Bobcats taking it down low. Willicott's down on the inside, and she is going to be hacked there by Kendra Nunn. Kendra Nunn looks like she's going to get the foul. Nope. Check that. Jordan Dassinger with the foul.
That's only her first, and not a bad foul there. Make them earn their points
right
at the free throw line.
Now Mackenzie Willicott's free throw attempt is off the iron. And she's just got to become more of a part of this Bobcat offense here. Had such a great first quarter, and is size-wise, Mackenzie Willicott at 5'9", is just able to get some of those rebounds, and she had some easy putback points early. Here's her second free throw attempt. That's going to go in and out, and rebounded by Jordan Dassinger. And a nice defensive play there by Willicott again. Very aggressive with the basketball. She goes up for a layup, and her layup is in and out. Rebounded now by Kennesaw. Taking up the court is Jaski. Jaski gets it inside. Putting up a shot, up and in, Brielle Schneider. And suddenly we have a 2-point game here with 3:20 to play. Blue Hill now going, taking it in the wing. That's going to be Komacher. Komacher gets it to Willicott. Willicott back out to Lipker. The shot is up and in. Adrian Lipker with her 6th point of the evening. 3 minutes to play, 26-22, Blue Hill leads.
Turned out to be an entertaining first half here between these two teams.
Certainly didn't look that way when we started things off here in probably the first 3 minutes. That shot's going to go up and over the backboard, but I think maybe she was fouled. Adrian Lipker would like to express her disagreement with the referee's decision.
Yeah, Lipker, that's her 3rd personal foul.
And you can't have, 5'11", definitely a force down in the post, get into foul trouble this early.
No.
Taking shots now for Kennesaw is going to be Kelsey Jaski. Her first shot is in and out. Jaski, this is what, her second attempt?
Yes.
This is her first trip to the line. Okay.
That is correct.
Jaski now with her second free throw attempt. 26-22, Blue Hill leads. Jaski's shot is up and in, so a 3-point ball game. 2:50 to go. Taking it up the court now for Blue Hill. It's going to be Kenzie Hubble, and Kenzie Hubble's going to get caught for the walk. She was trying to pass it, but as she was passing, Adrian Lipker was coming across the middle, Sydney Strasburg was coming across the middle, and then so she just did a little bit of a hesitation move, and that hesitation move caused the walk.
And Sydney Strasburg just came in for Adrian Lipker, who is in foul trouble.
Taking it up now for Kennesaw at the top of the point. That's going to be Brielle Schneider. Schneider goes down to the wing. Pass back out. Jordan Dassinger's got the ball now for Kennesaw. Kennesaw then kicks it out to Dreanna Burr. And Dreanna Burr's pass is going to be picked off by Kenzie Hubble. Kenzie Hubble going for the layup, and she's going to be fouled. And again, that's one of those situations, Brandon. That's just taking away the easy bucket.
Absolutely right there. And, you know, that puts Blue Hill now into the 1-1 bonus, although this might be a two-shot foul.
They're going to call that a shooting foul, and that's going to be on Dreanna Burr, her second foul of the evening, and sends Kenzie Hubble to the line. Kenzie Hubble's first shot is up and in, so was in the act of shooting there. 27-23 is your score. 2:23 to play. Kenzie Hubble's second free throw is off the iron and rebounded by Kelsey Jaskey. Jaskey rebounds and passes out to Brielle Schneider. Brielle Schneider, the point guard for Kennesaw. Schneider kicks it outside to Jaskey. Jaskey gets it inside to Dreanna Burr. Dreanna Burr misses the shot, but gets her own rebound, puts it back up, and rattles around a little bit. Finally corralled there by Mackenzie Willicott. Willicott trying to drive inside, and who are we going to get the ball? It's going to be last out on Kennesaw.
Sorry, I was going to say back on the other end. It's too bad that she missed the shot. That was a good look underneath.
Good look by Dreanna Burr, and then great awareness to get her own rebound. Now the pass picked away here, taken up by Kennesaw. Now Brielle Schneider has the ball. It's 2-on-2. Schneider just drives going up, and there's going to be a foul there called on Kenzie Hubble. I believe that's going to be also in the act of shooting.
That'll be Hubble's only her first foul. But now, no matter what the rest of the way here, Kennesaw will be in the double bonus.
Double bonus now, and Brielle Schneider's going to take two shots. Brielle Schneider's first one is up and in. Brielle Schneider now 1-for-1 from the charity stripe this evening. It's 27-24, Blue Hill over Kennesaw, with 1:51 to play in the second quarter. Schneider's second shot is just a bit outside, and it's going to be rebounded by Willicott. Willicott gets it into Hubble, and along the sidelines there, last touch by Kennesaw. That'd be Blue Hill basketball. Coming into the game now for Kennesaw is going to be Kendra Nunn. Checking out will be Jordan Dassinger. Dassinger checking out there with 7 points on the evening. Now Blue Hill. Hubble. Over to Komacher. Komacher's three-point attempt is off the iron. The rebound by Hubble. Hubble's got the ball at the point now. She's getting it inside, and Sydney Strasburg can't handle the pass. And turnover there by Blue Hill. Kennesaw basketball with the 1:33 to play.
Yeah, she looked like she just wasn't quite ready for that pass to come. And, I'll tell you what, Kennesaw has an opportunity here to either tie or make this a one-point ball game.
Schneider now taking it up for Kennesaw. They get it over to the wing. That'd be Weavers getting it inside. Nunn passes it back out to Schneider. Brielle Schneider shot is just offside or just outside. Rebounded there by Strasburg. Strasburg will get it out to Lene Komacher. Lene Komacher now with the ball at the top of the key. Nice little juke move past Schneider. Schneider then to Willicott. And the shot is no good there by Lindsay Hafer. Rebounded by Kennesaw. Strasburg slow to get back up to her feet. And now it is Brielle Schneider with the basketball. Brielle Schneider getting it in low. Brianna Schneider. Ball hits the floor and trying to avoid the scrum and maybe kick it back out into a Kennesaw possession. It actually kicks out and goes out of bounds. So it'll be a turnover there on Kennesaw. Blue Hill basketball. 47 seconds remaining here in this second quarter.
Blue Hill has really turned up their defense here in the latter half of this second quarter.
It's again 40 seconds to play. Ball goes inside to Lindsay Hafer. Lindsay Hafer is swiped there. Swiped by Brielle Schneider. Brielle Schneider then with a nice move on Willicott. Brielle gets the ball down low. She gets it. She passes it back out. Passes it back out to Kelsey Jaskey. And Jaskey's going to hit a three-pointer. And look at this. We got a tie ball game with 22 seconds to go.
Mike, that's very important for Kennesaw. They need to get over that hump, get this game tied, or get the lead by halftime.
15 seconds to go. Blue Hill clearly playing for the last shot here. Hubble with the basketball. Hubble inside to Komacher. Strasburg then gets it inside to Hafer. Hafer goes back out to Komacher. Komacher's shot is no good. 2 seconds left. Hubble's going to have to throw a quick one, and we're going to get a foul call here with 1 second remaining. Just getting a little bit too aggressive to the basketball there is Kelsey Jaski. She tries to go for the loose ball. Hubble corrals it, and then Kelsey Jaski runs into the back of her. So with 1.5 seconds remaining, Blue Hill's going to get an opportunity here from the free throw line to take the lead before halftime.
Well, Hubble, one of two at the free throw line here tonight. Blue Hill, by the way, is 3 of 6, so 50% at the charity stripe this evening.
Tie basketball game here at Blue Hill Gymnasium. 1.5 seconds remaining. It's a 1-1 for Kenzie Hubble. Kenzie Hubble's shot is up, and it's going to go off the iron. Rebounded. Rebounded by Bailey Porter, but the shot won't count. She did not get the shot off in time. Referee clearly had blown the whistle for the half. The halftime whistle, halftime horn clearly sounds. So, at halftime, 27-27 is your score. Blue Hill and Kennesaw, and you're listening to The Breeze 94.5. We're back after this 60-second timeout.
No, Mom! It's Josh's turn! I had to take it out the last time!
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including internet banking and bill pay. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, Bobcats, from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet, computer services, security systems, telephone systems, and more. Glenwood is set apart from other providers with their 97% exceptional customer satisfaction service. Friend Glenwood on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to high school basketball here on The Breeze, 94.5. We are at halftime here of our basketball contest between the Kennesaw Blue Devils and the Blue Hill Bobcats. We are exactly where we started about, 16 minutes ago. A tie ball game, folks, 27-27, as we welcome you into the Allen's Superstore Halftime Show. Welcome back to the Allen's Superstore Halftime Show. Get more for your dollar when you shop at locally owned Allen's Superstore. It's the You Get More Superstore at West 2nd Street in Hastings. Again, 27-27. Is our score at halftime here. And tell you what, it did not start off by looking like this was going to be much of a ball game. Blue Hill with their offense and early defense had gotten off to a great start and pulled off to a pretty significant lead there before got into foul trouble, started making some mistakes. Kennesaw taking advantage of those mistakes and most importantly, taking advantage with their free throws. And suddenly we have a tie ball game here at halftime, Brandon.
Yeah, a big change of events here. Kennesaw got right back into this ball game. They ended the first quarter on a 7-0 run. They got the game tied here in the last minutes of the first half. And as you mentioned, we're back where we started at 27-27. Blue Hill started this game on a 13-0 run. So you can see that rebounds and defense have really brought Kennesaw back into this ball game.
And the Blue Hill marching band playing literally right behind us here is we are at halftime here. It's the pump. Shoot for pop, I believe, is what's going on at the free throw line. But talking just about some of these individual efforts, again, we've seen a great individual effort from Kennesaw, from Riel Schneider. Then you look at the Blue Hill Bobcats, Lene Komacher. She's been good from the outside. Take us through our statistical leaders here.
Okay, first for Blue Hill, they're led by Lene Komacher with 10 points here at the half. She is 2 for 2 at the free throw line. 6 points apiece for Mackenzie Willicott and Adrian Lipker. 5 points for Kenzie Hubble. All of those points coming from the starting five. Eurico Hernandez-Peel, the only one not to score in the first half. As for Kennesaw, leading scorers here are Jordan Dassinger and Kelsey Jaski, each with 7 points here at halftime. 6 points for Kendra Nunn, and 5 points for Brielle Schneider, 2 for Brenna Schneider. Tell you what, 13 points off the bench for the Blue Devils, getting a really good contribution there from their bench points. Free throw wise, on the team stats, 3 of 7 for Blue Hill, 6 of 12 for Kennesaw. and rebounds, 21 for Blue Hill, 18 for Kennesaw here at the break. There have been a lot of missed shots here tonight on both sides, and both teams taking the opportunity of crashing the boards.
Well, and I got to tell you, I think when you're talking about this Blue Hill ball club, I mean, it's not like Blue Hill's getting bad looks. They're getting plenty of good looks, and I think, boy, if some of those shots start to fall, Blue Hill could really gain control of this basketball game, but just really been unlucky here in the early going.
Perhaps the other basket is the better one to shoot at here, is Kennesaw has been taking full advantage on that side. We'll flip here at after the halftime is concluded. And what a ball game, though. It's been really fun to watch.
I'll tell you what, when you look back at last year and you think about the basketball contest played between these two schools, where Blue Hill was really able to easily handle Kennesaw, this has got to be a much nicer game. I mean, Kennesaw probably remembered that game. Is certainly remembering that game from a year ago, and certainly got to be relieved to be where they are at halftime. But now you take the relief side of things out of it. Now you got to be hungry, because now you can, by that tie ball game, you know you can play with these girls and you can pick up that W.
Yeah, you know what? And Kennesaw, they got nothing to lose here. They're a D2 team going up against a team that used to be in C2. They dropped to D1. So imagine the confidence Kennesaw could get if they could steal one here tonight on the road.
Again, we are at Blue Hill Gymnasium. 27-27 is our score here at halftime between Blue Hill and Kennesaw. We're going to take a quick one-minute timeout here on the Allen Superstore Halftime Show. And when we come back, we'll get you a scoreboard update on other games going on across the state. It's the Allen Superstore Halftime Show here on the Breeze 94.5. Blue Hill, Kennesaw, tied at 27 points apiece.
The Kennesaw Market is an Affiliated Foods Midwest store. The Kennesaw Market is your hometown grocer, stocking SureFine and SureFresh products. The Kennesaw Market also has a dining area serving daily lunch specials, dine-in or carry-out. The Kennesaw Market is open from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday, and 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Sundays. They appreciate your business at the Kennesaw Market, 210 North Smith Avenue in Kennesaw. The Kennesaw Market is a proud supporter of all the Kennesaw athletes, teams, and coaches.
To some, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. Plus the personal service of Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez, TM Sporting Goods, On the Bricks, 2217 Central, Downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to Blue Hill High School. High school sports fans, Kennesaw Blue Hill tonight. A girls-boys doubleheader on tap for our Breeze game of the week. It's 27-27, and you're listening to the Allen Superstore Halftime Show. But let's take a quick check-in looking at our Furniture Direct scoring updates. Of course, at Furniture Direct, we deliver the score. Furniture Direct delivers to your door. Get free local delivery, setup, and removal on any Beautyrest mattress purchase. Get more than what you expect when you shop at Furniture Direct, just south of Sonic and Hastings, and at FurnitureDirectHastings.net. Taking a look at the other action going on across the state today, we see that in girls basketball, St. Mary's leads Clearwater Orchard by the score of 41-15 at halftime. Also see in boys basketball action, that's over on ESPN Radio tonight, 15:50 and 14:60. Kearney Catholic is playing Parkview Christian. It's like a pretty defensive battle game. Battle going on there. 21-9 is your score. The Kearney Catholic Stars leading Parkview Christian at the half. In other girls basketball action going on, Omaha Gross leading Alliance by the score of 45-16. We see that Axtell is leading Pleasanton in girls basketball action by the score of 35-18. That is at the end of the third quarter. Over on 1230 KHAS, our KHAS radio game of the week, the Hastings High Tigers taking on the Seward Blue Jays in girls basketball, and Hastings High Tigers leading by the score of 27-12 in that basketball game. Other contests going on, we see that girls in varsity basketball, Lincoln East has been victorious. Lincoln East 49-36. We also have a final scoring from North Platte, as we see that the North Platte girls have defeated the Grand Island Islanders by the score of 53-49. So an impressive start to the season for North Platte. And on the halftime score, Heartland currently trails Malcolm by the score of 28-36. 5-2-5. And at last checked, Exeter Milligan was playing Deschler. Exeter Milligan was trailing Deschler by the score of 4-2-7. But again, to recap, it's 27-27 here. Just got another score coming in from the Furniture Direct scoreboard. We see that Centura girls are leading Wood River at halftime by the score of 34-12. Got just a little bit of time before we tip things off for the second half. Again, it's a tie ball game here, 27-27. That was the Furniture Direct scoreboard scoring updates, which, again, Furniture Direct, we deliver the score. Furniture Direct delivers to your door. Local delivery, set up and removal on any Beauty Rest mattress purchase. You can get more than what you expect when you shop at Furniture Direct. You're listening to the Allen's Superstore Halftime Show, and we are back in 30 seconds to get you all set up for the second half tonight from Blue Hill. Blue Hill, Kennesaw, tied at 27 points apiece. You're listening to The Breeze, 94.5.
Get more than you expect. Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is about what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect, like coil spring seating in our catnapper recliners and motion furniture so they keep sitting great for years to come. Plus express delivery so you can enjoy your furniture right away. Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct, behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings, FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, we thank you for listening to the Allen Superstore Halftime Show, where you can get more for your dollar when you shop locally owned Allen Superstore. You get more Superstore, West 2nd Street in Hastings. That'll wrap things up for our Allen Superstore Halftime Show as we are getting set for second half basketball between Blue Hill and Kennesaw. And Brandon, quick maybe just some adjustments from either teams that you would like to see here in the second half.
I think I'd like to see Blue Hill go back to the press. It worked very well for them to start this game off. I think if they got into that and maybe got Kennesaw off their rhythm a little bit, maybe they'd get some separation.
Well, we'll find out here as we inbound play and start the second half of play. Kenzie Hubble for Blue Hill goes to the wing. Yeah, it's back inside. They dish it inside, and it's just another shot. It falls out by Adrian Lipker, but a nice putback. I believe that's going to go to Lene Komacher.
It was Willicott, maybe.
Willicott with the putback there for Blue Hill. Now it looks like we got a foul down low.
I think if you're Kennesaw here in the second half, just keep doing what you've been doing. Crash those boards and see if you can get Blue Hill out of their offensive rhythm.
Kenzie Hubble now taking the ball out for the Blue Hill Bobcats. She goes down to the wing. The pass is tipped away, but it's nicely gathered in there by Lene Komacher. Lene Komacher gets back to Hubble. Hubble goes to Willicott. Willicott down inside, and she's going to be fouled on the play. 29-27 is your score. Willicott will go to the line. That foul is going to go on Jordan Dassinger. And that's her second?
That is her second, yes.
Mackenzie Willicott's first free throw is up and good and extends Blue Hill's lead to 3, 30-27. Willicott's second effort. Nothing but net. 31-27 is your score. Blue Hill over Kennesaw.
Willicott now in double figures.
Back to that full court press defense. That's what you were talking about right before the second half. And Blue Hill forces a jump ball. Nice pressure defense there by the Blue Hill Lady Bobcats.
And it's a great way to get some separation here on the scoreboard. The key will be when they come out of that press to just not let off the gas pedal.
Pass low inside is going to be tipped and knocked away by Blue Hill. Nice job there by Brielle Schneider trying to get the ball inside to Jordan Dassinger. Good defense from Blue Hill. Kennesaw inbounding the ball. Pass is nearly intercepted and corralled there by Kenzie Hubble. Great job to stay with it. Kenzie Hubble lupping in. Great defensive play there from Kenzie Hubble.
There's about two fouls they could have called, but they didn't.
Kenzie Hubble there after we have a timeout on the floor. We'll just keep it here just for a couple moments here. On that last play there on the far court, Kenzie Hubble getting the ball, trying for the interception. She ends up losing control of the ball, but again, great second effort on almost, you want to say, third effort to stay with that basketball. And it just seems like, Brandon, that Blue Hill's playing with a little bit more intensity, a little bit more spark here to start off the second half.
Boy, no question about it. You know, Kennesaw came back and got back into this game at the end of the first half. I imagine the coach for Blue Hill is telling his players, hey, we got to come out with more intensity here in the second half. And so far, it's been nothing but that.
Well, we saw very early on in this basketball game what happens when Blue Hill's clicking offensively, clicking defensively, and I think maybe just getting back into their rhythm, getting that spark back a little bit, and Blue Hill now leads by the score of 33-27. We are back after the timeout here. Kennesaw now inbounding the ball. He's going to go outside to Stacey Weaver. Stacey Weaver finds a wide open Kendra Nunn. Kendra Nunn tries to get it inside, but the pass is going to be intercepted again. That's Kenzie Hubble. Very active and a very good defensive night so far for the point guard for the Blue Hill Bobcats. Now they get it low and inside. They're looking for Willicott. Willicott loses control of it, but bats it back in. Looking for Willicott again. That's Adrian Lipker. And the pass gets away, and it's going to be corralled there by the Kennesaw Blue Devils. Now with the basketball for Kennesaw is going to be Stacey Weavers. Weavers now gets it out to Kendra Nunn. Nunn back to Weavers. Pass intercepted by Willicott. Willicott goes to Hubble. Willicott a little bit slow to get up after that. Now rushing back to her feet. Kenzie Hubble gets the ball to the outside. It's going to be Komacher back out to Hubble. Hubble's got it at the top of the key. She finds a wide open peel, and then Komacher off a nice backdoor screen gets up into the corner, but her shot won't fall and is going to be rebounded by Stacey Weavers. Nice screen, nice offensive execution on that play. Just, again, what we kind of saw in the first half, shots aren't falling for Blue Hill on some of these nicely executed offensive plays.
That certainly has been the case a lot here tonight.
Three-point shot for Kennesaw is up and out. Jordan Dassinger trying to get a quick three-point look. It's going to be rebounded there by Kenzie Hubble. Hubble goes outside of Lene Komacher. Lene Komacher finds an open Adrian Lipker. Lipker with the miss, but it's going to be put back there by Mackenzie Willicott. Great job staying with it by Mackenzie Willicott. Gets the board, gets the score. 35-27 is your score. Blue Hill in the lead.
Willicott now with a dozen points.
Back on the other end, a quick three-point attempt there by Stacey Weavers. And I think Kennesaw maybe is saying to their players, you got the open look, take the shot. And they're getting down their court quick, and they're getting some open looks. And I think they're just—I think they got green light for shooting here.
Yeah, I think you're right. It seems like Blue Hill's doing a nice job of plugging up the paint and forcing Kennesaw to take some shots on the outside.
5 minutes remain here in this third quarter of play. Blue Hill's got the lead, 35-27. A quick pass is going to be intercepted there. That's Drianna Burr. Drianna Burr trying to go up the court, but nice job hassling back is Kenzie Hubble. And Kenzie Hubble knocks the ball out, but it's going to be, I believe it should remain with Kennesaw there.
Yep, they're going to inbound it from the baseline there.
Need to find somebody to inbound it. Brianna Schneider will take the duty, or Brianna Schneider, excuse me, will take the duties. Inbound play is going to go up the top of the key, but it's over the head, and Kenzie Hubble, excuse me, that's Lene Komacher hustling back. And it's going to go off Lene Komacher, and it still remains Kennesaw possession.
And now they'll just have to inbound it on the other baseline. Well, not quite.
This is still remaining with Kennesaw possession here. 5:03 to play. 35-27 is your score. And now bringing it in for the Blue Devils will be Brielle Schneider. Brielle Schneider at the top of the key. Gets it outside. Brianna Schneider. Back to Brielle. Brielle is going to go, and she's ending up on a walk on that play. Traveling violation on Brielle Schneider as she tried to take it to the hoop, but too many steps there, Brennan.
Yeah, she took about three or four steps there, and she might have said, well, I had a little traffic there. It was a couple trips, possibly.
Hey, LeBron gets away with it. That's what I'd say.
Yeah.
Ball inside now to Willicott. Willicott goes over the other side of the rim, and it's going to be corralled there by Drianna Burr. Drianna Burr now gets it into the outside, and that's going to be Brielle Schneider again. Brielle Schneider, Brielle Schneider likes to take it down the sideline. She's really been hugging that baseline, trying to get down low. Like it was working for her early on in the first half, but so far not having a lot of success here in this second half.
Yeah, it seems like whenever she gets the ball, especially down near the baseline, they set up a little bit of a trap there, and she's having a little difficulty against that defense.
Some second half adjustments being made by the Blue Hill defense. And it looks like we're going to get a foul there on Eureka Hernandez-Peel, as Eureka Hernandez-Peel and Brianna Burr were both going for the basketball. Brianna got to it first, and then as Eureka was trying to force a jump ball, I got a little bit too much on the arm.
And that's her third personal foul. Yeah. She becomes the second Bobcat player with three fouls.
Some foul trouble here early on for Blue Hill. We're just only 4:14 here in the third quarter. Brielle Schneider's now got the basketball. She takes her shot, and it's going to go off the iron, off the backboard, and finds its way down the hoop. 35-29 is your score. 2 points there for Brielle Schneider.
That ends about a 3 minute and 50 second scoring drought.
Now Kenzie Hubble is going to be called for the walk. Tried for a nice quick pass over there to Eureka Hernandez-Peel, but in the process, she's hesitating just a little bit on those quick passes.
And if you're Blue Hill, you cannot afford those kind of turnovers.
Right.
Yeah, unforced turnovers can be killer sometimes.
Saw turnovers, rebounds, and even some fouls got Kennesaw back into the basketball game in the first half. And again, like you said, you got to make every possession count. Here's Joanna Burr with a nice shot. It's a two-pointer just on the inside of the three-point line, but nothing but the bottom of the net, and it's 35-31. Joanna Burr adds two for the Blue Devils.
Her first points of the game.
Now back on the other end here for Blue Hill is going to be Hubble. Hubble's got it at the top of the key. Hubble finds Peel. Peel goes over to Komacher. Lene Komacher again from three-point range. She's got the feel for it tonight. That's her third three-pointer. And Blue Hill now leads 38-31 over Kennesaw with 3:16 remaining here in this third quarter play. Kennesaw now has got the ball at the top of the key. It's going to be Jordan Dassinger. Dassinger goes to Brielle Schneider. Schneider then dribbling it back up to the top of the key, trying to set up an offensive play. Got a wide open Joanna Burr down low. Joanna Burr snuck away from Adrian Lipker, but Joanna Burr's shot goes in and out, and it's going to be corralled there by Eureka Hernandez-Peel. Now, trap defense here for Kennesaw as they're trying to force Blue Hill out of their offensive rhythm a little bit, but Kenzie Hubble dribbles out of it, and Hubble finds Lene Komacher. Back to Hubble. Getting a screen there is Eureka Hernandez-Peel. Eureka finding Lene Komacher. Back over to Kenzie Hubble. Kenzie Hubble now has got it at the top of the key. She goes back over to Komacher. Looking to set up an offensive play here. So far, good defensive pressure here from Kennesaw on this end of the court, and they force a pass. And I believe that might have been tipped there. Might have been tipped by Joanna Burr, so I believe Blue Hill will keep possession of it here. 2:26 remaining in the third quarter. It's 38-31.
Yeah, good defense, as you mentioned, by Kennesaw. They're just staying that man-to-man.
Now Kenzie Hubble gets it out to Lene Komacher. Lene Komacher finds an Adrian Lipker. Lipker tries for the bucket, but she's fouled on the play. So no good there by Adrian Lipker. She'll go to the line, shooting two.
This will be her first trip to the free throw line tonight. She has 6 points in the ball game.
Foul's going to go on Kelsey Jaskey, and that's going to be Jaskey's fourth.
Wow.
Personal foul. Adrian Lipker's first shot is off the back iron. Her first trip to the line tonight for Blue Hill.
Both teams right now shooting 50% at the free throw line.
And her second shot is off the front iron, rebounded by Kennesaw. Back out to Brielle Schneider, the point guard for Kennesaw. Doing a good job so far of commanding the offense here, setting up the offensive play. She's got the ball at the top of the key. Goes down to the wing to Brianna Schneider. Schneider then goes back out to Joanna Burr. Joanna Burr goes back out to Brielle Schneider. She just cuts through the defense like knife on butter and finds a way to get the layup in for the score. It's 38-33. Kennesaw's cut this back down to a 5-point deficit now. 1:46 to play here in the third quarter. Great vision there on that play by Brielle Schneider. Now, Blue Hill back out at the top of the key, and they're going to get Joanna Burr, I believe.
Ooh, 3 second violation called on Blue Hill.
Good catch there. Three in the key. You don't see that too much anymore, the old three in the key call.
Not really. You don't see that very often.
Nevertheless, about 90 seconds left to play here in this third quarter of play. It's Brielle Schneider at the top of the key. Brielle Schneider's got the ball again. She's going to drive in low. Gets it out to a wide-open Joanna Burr. Joanna Burr's shot goes off the iron, and it's rebounded by Adrian Lipker. Lipker gets it out to Komacher. Komacher finds a wide-open Kenzie Hubble then gets it back out to Komacher. Komacher now to Willicott. Willicott gets it out to Hubble. They try to get it low and inside. It's going to go off Kennesaw Blue Devil. Stacey Weavers goes off Stacey Weavers' leg, and Blue Hill will retain possession here at the baseline. 1:08 to play, 5-point lead for Blue Hill. Inbounding the ball is going to be Hubble. Hubble finds an open Willicott. Willicott's going to get the bucket and one.
Nice job by Willicott to get up there, reach up high. She got the put back and got the foul.
If you're Kennesaw, you can't let Mackenzie Willicott sneak on a play like that. That's the second time that they went to that play. Mackenzie Hubble, meanwhile, free throw attempt is no good, but it's rebounded by Adrian Lipker, and Lipker puts it back in for two, and now Blue Hill's got a 42-33 lead with 1 minute to play here in the third quarter. Nice pass is intercepted by Kenzie Hubble. Kenzie Hubble trying to drive inside, and she's going to be stopped there by Brielle Schneider. Brielle Schneider stopping the easy bucket. And so it looks like that we're going to see Kenzie Hubble head to the line.
And on that put back by Lipker, that's essentially a four-point possession because after the free throw was missed, she put it right back in. And they got 4 points all pretty much out of nothing.
Seems like Blue Hill really taking advantage of the offensive rebounds here. By the way, we're not going to see free throws. It was on the floor and a very similar play to what we just saw. Getting it to a wide-open down-low player. This time it's Adrian Lipker sneaking in the backcourt and putting it up for an easy 2 points. It's 44-33. Blue Hill with a lead over Kennesaw here in high school girls basketball. Brielle Schneider with the basketball. She drives inside, takes an easy quick look. That's 2 points right down the hole.
She now has 11 points, leading all Kennesaw scorers.
44-35 is your score. 30 seconds remaining here in this third quarter of play. Kenzie Hubble with the basketball gets it over to Komacher. Hubble back out to the outside. Hubble finds Komacher looking like they're playing for the last shot here. 15 seconds remaining. Tim Streff calling the offensive play, but Brielle Schneider getting in there on defense and forcing a tie-up. Nice defensive awareness there. Hey, if you're going to hold the basketball, we're gonna tie it up and try for a jump ball.
Absolutely. Get that possession arrow switched if you can.
Blue Hill now going to be inbounding the ball. Komacher running the play. She tries inside to Lipker. Lipker's got the basketball. She gets it back out to Komacher. Komacher finds Hubble. Hubble goes back out to Lipker. Lipker then finds a wide-open Willicott for three. It's in and out. 2 seconds remaining. This time Lipker gets it up, but it's no good. Cindy Strasburg couldn't put the ball in the basket there in the final shot of the game. So at the end of the third quarter, we've got a 44-35 ball game. Blue Hill leading the Kennesaw Blue Devils. We're back in 60 seconds.
We're the U Get More Superstore. Our love's Superstore. Shopping centered around you, you, you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you, you, you. We're the U Get More Superstore.
Thramer's Food Center is located in downtown Blue Hill. At Thramer's, they take pride in their fresh meat produce and their fast, friendly hometown service. Stop in for their daily lunch specials, some home fried chicken, or any of their delicious deli items. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5:30. Good luck, Bobcats, from Tim and Deb and the crew at Thramer's Food Center in Blue Hill.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth here. Tyson Evronik, Brandon Peoples from Blue Hill Gymnasium as the Blue Hill Bobcats hold a 44-35 lead over the Kennesaw Blue Devils. The score was tied up at 27 points apiece at halftime, but Blue Hill really controlling the glass there, I thought, in that third quarter, really taking advantage of those second-chance points.
Yeah, they certainly were, and they did just what they needed to do in that third quarter, and they get a little separation.
Now Kennesaw inbounding the ball to start the fourth and final quarter of play. That's Brielle Schneider taking the ball inside. Schneider then dishes it off to Jordan Dassinger. Dassinger's shot goes off the iron, and it is rebounded. Rebounded by Adrian Lipker. Lipker getting it out to Hubble. And Hubble goes inside to Willicott, but Willicott just can't stay on the sidelines there. She ends up falling out of bounds, and so back the other way for the Kennesaw Blue Devils.
That was defended very well, I believe. It was Brielle Schneider getting down there quickly.
Brielle Schneider taking the ball up court for Kennesaw. She gets it over to Brianna Burr. Brianna Burr's pass is intercepted, and Christian Hubble maybe just a little bit too aggressive on the play.
She's going to pick up her second.
Making some contact there with Brielle Schneider. It'll be Kennesaw basketball here. 44-35 is your score. And that's going to go on Brielle Schneider.
Wow, I'm surprised. That's...
Nope. Blue foul. Getting confused with the blue and the Blue Hill there. Okay,
there you go.
Now we're back to action. Blue Hill, nice inside pass. Kenzie Hubble finds Mackenzie Willicott for an easy 2 points. I think really amidst all the confusion, everybody was still kind of looking around wondering what was going on. With the minute Blue Hill inbounded the basketball, they just took easy advantage for a quick 2 points. It's 46-35. Brianna Burr's got the basketball for Kennesaw here on the other end. Brielle Schneider now with the basketball. She's going to get it to Brianna Schneider. Schneider then finds Joanna Burr. Joanna Burr for three. Her shot is no good. It's rebounded by Adrian Lipker. Lipker finds a wide-open Kenzie Hubble. Hubble can't get the pass connected to Burr. And now on the other end is Brielle Schneider, and Schneider's going to go up and in for an easy 2 points. 46-37. 9-point game here with 6 minutes and 30 seconds to play. Lene Kometscher now with dishing it off to Kenzie Hubble. Kenzie Hubble now getting it up to Adrian Lipker at the top of the key. Lipker finds Mackenzie Willicott for 2 points. Mackenzie Willicott getting the job done down low for the Blue Hill Bobcats. It's 48-37. Now an 11-point lead for Blue Hill.
Willicott now with 18 points to lead Blue Hill.
Brianna Burr getting the pass inside. Stacey Weaver's shot won't go. It's rebounded by Willicott. Willicott out to Kometscher. Kometscher quickly to Hubble. And Hubble's shot is knocked and blocked away there. Good job getting back again by Brielle Schneider.
Yeah, she did a good job there. Almost had a pick, but couldn't hang on to it as she was falling out of bounds.
It's going to be knocked away there by Brielle. So inbounded now for the Blue Hill Bobcats. She gets it to Adrian Lipker. No, excuse me. That's Lene Kometscher getting the job done on the inside. Not used to seeing a 5'4" senior get inside like that, but she gets to the inside of the paint and ends up drawing the foul. So Lene Kometscher will get 2 shots.
And she's 2 for 2 tonight at the charity stripe. Make it 2 for 3.
That shot just missing the front iron there. A little short. Her second attempt on this try. That one's off the front iron, but rebounded by Willicott. Willicott puts it back up and in. Another offensive rebound. Another quick score. Blue Hill taking advantage of these second and even sometimes third chance buckets. This could be a timeout called on Kennesaw. So, 5:50 remaining here in the fourth quarter. 50-37 is your score. We're back in 30 seconds here on the Breeze 94.5.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Power Products broadcast booth. Tyson Hebronic, Brandon Peoples on the call. Husker Power Product broadcast booth is powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. It's 50-37 here in Blue Hill Gymnasium. Blue Hill girls basketball with the lead over Kennesaw after a really nice third quarter. It was tied up at 27 points apiece there, so great, 23-point effort there for Blue Hill in that third quarter of play. Quickly wanted to get you a Furniture Direct scoring update. The St. Cecilia girls are off to a 1-0 start after knocking off Columbus SCOTUS tonight with a 67-32 win. Remember, local delivery, setup, and removal on any beauty rest mattress purchase. Get what you expect when you shop Furniture Direct. That's your Furniture Direct scoring update on the Breeze 94.5. Here we start the fourth quarter of play. And it's going to be an over and back violation as we start, as they try to get the ball back out to Stacey Weavers, but Stacey Weavers couldn't hang on to it, and it slipped away from Weavers. She's able to corral it, though, to, of course, prevent the fast break points, but it's going to be an over and back call.
Yeah, couldn't hang on to the pass, kind of looked like a field goal going through her hands.
There's Brianna Burr getting her hands in on the basketball, and it's right back the other way. Good defensive efforts on both teams there. First, Brianna Burr getting the steal attempt, and then as she's trying to go for the fast break points, Eureka Hernandez-Peel getting her hands in on the basketball. And so that's knocked away, but it's going to be Kennesaw possession here at the key. Pass out now to Brianna Burr. Looks like that's going to be, they're going to get Kenzie Hubble there. Kenzie Hubble on the reach in. She's trying for the tie-up. Ends up getting some arm there.
Tell you what, Blue Hill's done a good job of staying out of foul trouble here in the second half. They only have 2.
Great point. 5:30 to play. 50-37 is your score. Blue Hill leading Kennesaw. Kennesaw possession. And the pass is intercepted there by Kenzie Hubble. And now it's going back the other way as Lene Kometscher taking it up here for the Bobcats.
That went right to her. I think she's a little caught off guard about that one.
It was like a quick snap pass, and Kenzie Hubbell just happened to be, it was one of those right place, right time situations, but you're right, she wasn't expecting it. The look on her face was like, whoa. There we go, Blue Hill back inbound in the basketball now. That's going to go out to Lene Komacher. Out now to Kenzie Hubbell. Hubbell's trying for the baseline, and she's going to get blocked off there by Kelsey Jaski, and Jaski's going to get called for the foul.
She's going to foul out of the ball game here. She's got 7 points here tonight.
Jaski fouls out, and in her place will be Kendra Nunn. 5:01 to play. You mentioned there was some foul trouble, really both teams early on. That's definitely played a factor here in this second half.
Yes.
Here's Kenzie Hubbell now going back to the line. Her shot is off the iron. And it's, I think they're going to say that went off Cindy Strasburg. Blue Hill coaching staff kind of questioning that call. Here we go. Kennesaw Blue Devils now back into play. Rielle Schneider taking it up for the Blue Devils. She finds Drianna Burr. Back goes back out to Rielle Schneider. Brianna Schneider's pass is up and over the head of Drianna Burr, and another turnover from Kennesaw, and it'll be Blue Hill basketball here with 4:43 remaining here in the fourth quarter.
That clock not moving very fast here. We've had a lot of plays going out of bounds and some free throws.
A little bit sloppy here as we started off the fourth quarter. That looks like that's going to be a foul. It's going to go on Brielle Schneider for the push there. That's her second foul. Her third foul? Okay. Third foul. My math was incorrect.
So was mine. I had her down for one, but I missed one somewhere.
Kenzie Hubbell going back to the line for the Blue Hill Bobcats. It's a one-on-one situation, and her first one is up and in.
I'll tell you what. Blue Hill's been getting to the free throw line here in the second half. Kennesaw has yet to shoot a free throw.
51-37 is your score. Second shot for Kenzie Hubbell is up and in. I believe she is, what, shooting 50% now from the line?
Yes.
Okay, three for six, I believe. 52-37 is your score. Kennesaw now in possession, and as they cross the half-court line, the head coach for the Kennesaw Blue Devils, Jace Morgan, is going to call a timeout. So, with 4:27 to play, Blue Hill currently leading the Kennesaw Blue Devils by the score of 52-37. We're back in 30 seconds on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5.
Hi, I'm Ron Carmazine, owner and pharmacist at Ron's Pharmacy in Blue Hill. We've been your full-service neighborhood pharmacy for over 37 years. We're committed to working with you and your healthcare providers to give you the best personalized care. You can pick up a gift or a greeting card for your loved ones from our wide selection. Ron's Pharmacy offers local deliveries for the convenience of our patients. Locally owned, locally operated, locally loved, Ron's Pharmacy.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to high school basketball here on The Breeze 94.5. Tyson Ivronik and Brandon Peoples with you for opening night coverage of the high school basketball season. Blue Hill currently leading Kennesaw by the score of 52-37. A quick scoring update to pass along to you, brought to you by Furniture Direct. The York girls were victorious tonight over the Ralston Rams by the score of 64-38. Of course, you can help us out from home. If you know a score, go ahead and hashtag NEBPreps. Just don't put the team names. Don't put, like, Monarchs beat Mustangs.
Yeah.
That's not helpful. Other than that, go ahead and put your school name, who they played, and what the final score was. And again, hashtag that to NEBPreps. Just had to get off my chest. I've seen a couple school mascot names. Kennesaw inbound the ball as we return coverage here. 4:25 to play. They currently trail the Blue Hill Bobcats by the score of 52-37. That's Brielle Schneider now trying to find Drianna Burr. Drianna Burr quickly rotated over. Great zone defense here from Blue Hill. Kennesaw struggling to get open, but Drianna Burr backs up. She tries for three. Her shot is off, and it can't be corralled. Almost getting there to the basketball was Brianna Schneider. Brianna Schneider made a good effort at it, but just couldn't corral it and went to class the ball down and went squirted out of bounds there, and Blue Hill is going to get the basketball with 4 minutes remaining in this game.
Kennesaw going to the press.
And Brielle Schneider with an interception there at the other end. She goes full court pass. That's going out to Jordan Dassinger. Dassinger then getting the ball inside. Getting inside to Brianna Schneider, and she's going to be fouled on the play by Lene Komacher.
And she picks up her third. That is team foul number three on the Lady Bobcats.
So Brenna Schneider now from the line. Her first shot is up and off. I believe it was a shooting foul. Not in the act of shooting, so she's going to get another try here to try to cut into this lead here just a little bit. Brenna Schneider's second shot is off, rattles out, and rebounded by, well, who else but Mackenzie Willicott, who's been a force for rebounds here for the Blue Hill Bobcats.
She may have a double-double. I don't keep track of individual rebounds, but I bet she's pretty close.
Mackenzie Willicott now down low on the baseline. She's going to get the basketball out. Nice defense there by Drianna Burr to force the jump ball. And gets aggressively to the basketball and forces the jump ball. She ties up Lene Komacher, and it will stay with Blue Hill. Adrian Lipker now passes it in to Kenzie Hubble. Hubble gets it out to Willicott. Willicott goes down low to Lipker, and Lipker's shot, well, she's going to be fouled. She's going to be fouled on the play. And that one is going on Brenna Schneider. That's her third. So that'll send Adrian Lipker to the line here for the Blue Hill Lady Cats. Adrian Lipker's first shot is up there and in.
It's her first made free throw here of the night, and she now has 9 points.
Her second one is up. And it's going to go off the back iron, but, down low, inside, picking up the rebound and picking up the score, Mackenzie Willicott, and now Blue Hill has a 55-37 lead. They can't stop her here in the second half of play.
Oh, they had a tough time with her.
A scrum down low, and it's going to end up picking it up. It's going to be Kenzie Hubble. Hubble then fires a full-court pass to Mackenzie Willicott. Great effort here by Blue Hill. And it just looks like that they're just picking up steam as they've rolled along here in the fourth quarter.
Certainly have. And Brielle Schneider just picked up her fourth foul. She's been the one who's been doing pretty much all the scoring here in the second half for Kennesaw.
Mackenzie Willicott. Free throw is up and in. 56-37 is your score. 3:10 remaining here from Blue Hill. It's Blue Hill Kennesaw tonight on the breeze. Mackenzie Willicott's second free throw. That's up there and nothing but net. And now it's 20-point game, 57-37. Blue Hill, after a very impressive third quarter, has just continued with that here in the fourth. Pass low inside. Shot's going to go just short. Jordan Dassinger's shot falls short. And so it'll be Blue Hill basketball.
Mackenzie Willicott, by the way, has 24 points here tonight.
Kennesaw start off with 37 here to begin the fourth quarter play.
Yes.
Okay. Kennesaw yet to make a basket here in the fourth quarter of play. Meanwhile, Blue Hill continues to dial up Mackenzie Willicott's number as she goes in for another 2 points. It's 59-37. Mackenzie Hubble with the interception there on a pass attempt by Kennesaw. Mackenzie Hubble gets it out to Mackenzie Willicott. That goes back out to Mackenzie Hubble here. Kenzie Hubble then goes across the court. They get it low and inside. Back out, but Drianna Burr's there for the interception, but she tries to pass it. And that pass goes off the back, and it's going to go back the other way now. Blue Hill putting the shot back up. That's going to be corralled and rebounded there by Kendra Nunn. And now we're going to go with a possession here for Kennesaw. It's Brielle Schneider trying to get low, trying to force something in here. And she's going to end up getting fouled on the play. That's going to go on Lene Komacher.
Gotta love this effort shown by Brielle Schneider here tonight. She's just done a fantastic job on both ends of the floor.
Brielle Schneider's first free throw is up and it's no good. Believed it. She got almost all of the points there in that third quarter for Blue Hill, all but two.
That's right. Darianna Burr had the other one. And I'll tell you what, Kennesaw had 13 points off the bench in the first half, just two here in the second half.
And Kennesaw getting shut out here in this fourth quarter play, 2 minutes remaining. Real Schneider, there we go. Gets him off the snide there. It's 59-38, 2 minutes remaining. As she goes 1-for-2 on that trip. Blue Hill Bobcats, 2 minutes to play. Have a 59-38 lead. Adrian Lipker is going to be stripped away there by Brianna Schneider. Brianna Schneider goes out to Brielle. Brielle corrals it there on the wing, and she's going to bring it back up. Minute 43 to play. Now Drianna Burr gets it down to Brielle Schneider. Schneider's shot is no good, but it's corralled there and rebounded by Jordan Dassinger. Dassinger now on the inside. Goes back out to Brielle Schneider. Schneider trying to force herself down low again. That time Urshan's going to be, well, defended well by Adrian Lipker, but a nice rebound there. And we're going to give the points, I believe, to Kendra Nunn on the play there. Nice basket there for the Kennesaw Blue Devils. Good use of that possession. However, time is definitely not on their side here with just a minute 12 to play. 59-40, 19-point lead here for the Blue Hill Bobcats.
A lot of the boys basketball players now out here on the court waiting this game to get over.
Boys game is up next. We have a substitution on the floor now. Coming into the game will be Haley Komacher. She's a 5'5 freshman. She will come in for Kenzie Hubble as Tim Streff now shuffling his lineup around, getting some younger players some experience here in this basketball game. Brianna Burr is going to give it out to Brielle Schneider. Brielle Schneider from NBA range puts up a three-point shot, and that goes in.
How about that?
59-43. Long-distance three-pointer. Meanwhile, Blue Hill back on the offensive possession. They're going to get it into Cindy Strasburg, and Sydney Strasburg puts her points first 2 points up on the night. 30 seconds to play. It's 61-43. Blue Hill leads. Pass now on the outside. Brielle Schneider with the basketball. She's going to put up a shot. She's going to be fouled on the play, but it's just going to go off the rim. No good, but she will get two shots for the active shooting.
Well, how about Sydney Strasburg getting the first bench points here for Blue Hill in the second half?
Great individual effort from the starting five, I think, for Blue Hill, really, in that second half. And again, it really started with Adrian Lipker, Mackenzie Willicott. Their presence down low, I think, really changed the momentum of this basketball game.
There's no question about that. They came out with a different kind of intensity to start that second half, and really, that's all it took.
61-43 is your score. Schneider's two shots go out. Kennesaw can't get a hold of the rebound, and so it's going to be Blue Hill basketball with just 23 seconds remaining. Haley Komacher, the 5'5 freshman, bringing it up for Blue Hill. She's going to pass it out to the outside there. It's going to go back out to Haley Komacher. Some quick passing here for the Blue Hill Bobcats. And it's going to be stripped and taken away by Brenna Schneider. Schneider gets it out to Brielle Schneider, and Brielle is going to go up and in for 2 points at 61-45 as time ticks down. 3-2-1, and the Blue Hill Bobcats are going to be winners tonight by the score of 61-45. Blue Hill taking the girls' game. The boys' game is going to be coming up next. And Brandon, first of all, before we get out of here and get set for the New Tech, the Ravenna Sanitation coaches interviews to get set for the boys' game. Just got to say, completely different second half performance there from the Blue Hill Bobcats. We mentioned that we needed to see that spark from Blue Hill. When we saw that spark, not only did we see that spark, but I think we saw what they can do if they just run that offense, get the ball down low into their playmakers. Mackenzie Willicott and Adrian Lipker had an outstanding second half.
Oh, yeah, no question about it. Mackenzie Willicott scoring 20 points in that second half after a six-point effort in the first half. She led all scorers here tonight with 26 points. And I mentioned she probably had a double-double.
Oh,
she has tons of rebounds.
Easy.
So good performance by her. Brielle Schneider, your leading scorer for Kennesaw tonight with 16 points.
So once again, it's 61-45 here as the girls take the first of two games that we're going to have here on the Breeze 94.5. I want to pass along to you a Furniture Direct scoreboard update. We see that over on 1230 KHAS, the Hastings High Lady Tigers have won over the Seward Blue Jays by the score of 43-27. So their boys game is getting set to go up next. They also final score in from girls basketball. Broken Bow has defeated Sutherland by the score of 51-47. We're going to take a one-minute timeout, and we're going to bring it back here to the court here to set the stage for the boys' game. And we've got the Ravenna Sanitation coaches interviews coming up as well. But we'll bring it back to the court here after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to Basketball on the Breeze 94.5.
The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including internet banking and bill pay. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, Bobcats, from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet, computer services, security systems, telephone systems, and more. Glenwood is set apart from other providers with their 97% exceptional customer satisfaction service. Friend Glenwood on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net.
We're the You Get More Superstore. Outlet Superstore. Shopping centered around you. One-stop shop that gives you more.
shopping centered around you, you, you. With a You Get More Superstore, Allen's Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to Blue Hill Gym here for high school basketball on the Breeze 94.5. Again, Blue Hill winning over Kennesaw by the final score of 61-45. Brandon, you have some final game numbers to pass along before we head out to the coaches.
Yes, Mackenzie Willicott leading all scorers here tonight for Blue Hill. As mentioned, 26 points. Three players in double figures tonight for Blue Hill. Lene Comacher with 13 points. Adrian Lipker had 11. And Mackenzie Hubble, 9 points for their five starters, accounting for all but two of the 61 points here for Blue Hill tonight. Sydney Strasburg did have 2 points off the bench there late. As for Kennesaw, leading scorer tonight, Brielle Schneider actually had 18 points in this ball game. Most of those coming in the second half. 8 points off the bench for Kendra Nunn. 7 points apiece for Jordan Dassinger and Kelsey Joshke with 7 points. Dariana Burr also had 2 points. I'll tell you what, in the second half, Blue Hill really dominated the rebounds, 15-5. They out-rebounded Kennesaw 36-23 in the ballgame. Big difference there in the second half.
Once again, Blue Hill picking up the win in the girls' game. The boys' game, though, is coming up next. And first, we're going to we're going to head out to the coaches when we come back. We'll take a quick timeout. And then we've got the Ravenna Sanitation Coaches Interview brought to you by Ravenna Sanitation, who says trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for a business or a residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. Ravenna Sanitation Coaches Interviews are up next, and then we're going to switch seats, and we'll be back for the Blue Hill Kennesaw Boys Contest tonight here as our high school basketball season tips off. It's tip-off week, and we're back after the break.